I got this weird shadow, but it's probably my hat. Did you see my hat?
What's it say? Oh my god, that's...
It's embroidered.
That's sweet.
I had it embroidered. It was it was only $11.
Wow, really?
But here, it looks actually... Well, you gotta see my ugly hair here, but look, see. Well, you can't see the green because it's chromed out. And then I got the shirt with it.
Woohoo! That is so cool.
I was like, oh, I found this discount. I'm like, oh, let's try this out.
That's crazy.
And the embroidery actually came out really good. And then this one, your granddaughter did a good job there. So it looks really good.
You know. Yeah, there you go.
So now I'm official. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. This was our St. Patrick's Day pick. It's called Maniac Cop for 1988, and it's basically about a killer police, somebody who's killing somebody in a police uniform. And he's just randomly killing people, it seems like. Why? I look like I'm like, holy
random,
here.
Random is the random is the key to this film, right?
Yes.
I mean,
it had a plot, but it was just a really stupid...
Yeah, it was really simplistic. And yeah, I hate to say anything, but there was something about it that did we ever decide if he was alive or dead? Right?
Well, they said he wasn't breathing. But he could have been holding his breath. If I was stabbing somebody, I might be holding my breath, I guess.
No, I mean about all the times that he was hit in the head and
I think they're trying to do a Jason or Freddy Krueger type of deal here where
Right.
But it wasn't really working.
But it wasn't, you know,
they showed the hand.
Yeah. But you know what? That hand changed all the time, I might add.
Like, was he killed in the shower? That's what I was thinking. He must have been killed in that shower.
Yeah, right.
And then,
or not.
They should have made that more clear. I do like that one actor, the guy with the mustache. He was in a lot of movies in the 80s.
Atkins.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. He's amazing. Tom Atkins. Tom Atkins is like, he can't drown because... he doesn't get wet, water gets him.
Exactly.
That kind of guy, you know? I mean.
And you can't go wrong with Richard Roundtree. I mean, he's usually good, but this one, I don't know. Yeah. Same thing with Bruce Campbell. Why was Bruce Campbell even part of this?
Yeah, like... but, you know, the thing about Bruce Campbell is Bruce Campbell doesn't play that. It's when he stops and talks that it becomes a problem.
Yeah, you're right. The way he delivers lines is interesting.
It's wooden. It's funny because I had that feeling that Atkins was moving in amongst a high school play, right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because even Richard Roundtree was, like, not delivering it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've heard of the phrase phoning it in? I mean, most of these guys seem to be texting it in.
Well, this is before anybody had cell phones.
Well, exactly. Texting it in before cell phones, right? That's the problem right there. You know, that's what the problem is.
They were telegramming it. I don't know.
Yeah, telegramming.
It was very marginal, I thought. Like, I didn't think it was anything exciting about it. I can see, but some people seem to like it. In fact, I was shocked when I was... I didn't know anything about this movie. I was like, okay, it looks interesting, and it's St. Patrick's Day, kind of related. But they actually made three of these. One in 88, 90, 93, and then guess what? I even found one that's in development.
Yeah, there's one in development, and they're trying to make a TV series out of it.
Well, that might be interesting if they had the right writer, I guess. This kind of seemed like... I mean, just your basic 80s movie, but one thing I did like about this is that they tried to combine sci-fi, horror, and action, kind of like The Hidden, but it didn't hit like The Hidden does.
It didn't all coalesce.
And I think that was just because of the production design on The Hidden, obviously.
Well, I'm just saying.
I couldn't say it without laughing. No, seriously, The Hidden is an awesome movie, but this is kind of around that same time. This is 1988. So,
right, 88. So this is probably a couple of years off of a couple of years after The Hidden.
So you're contemporary here, and it's like a B movie. It's not even a B movie.
I just have a problem. Is I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's a.
They didn't explain it.
Yeah, they didn't explain it. And the thing is
you need an origin story. They should have explained why.
Well, supposedly the whole, you know, being
they explained a little bit when he was talking to that lady.
Cheated by the system and all the rest of that.
Yeah.
But,
well, that lady tried to stop. She's like, why are you doing this to all the innocent people? You wanted to get the certain.
Yeah, I know. It's Yeah, it is the king of vague.
Very vague.
Yeah.
But yeah, I missed it when it came out.
Why did they keep making them? I don't get that. Why are there so many of them?
It's kind of like those sleepaway camp ones. I'm like, I didn't understand why they made, why they even made one of those. There's not really any plot to this one, really. It's just a slasher movie. It's like somebody just wanted to make a slasher movie, and Bruce Campbell just happened to be available for it.
Yeah, happened to be there, and Atkins, unfortunately, he was driving by.
He needed a he had grandkids probably, and he's
he was driving by. He was driving by in a 1980 Monte Carlo.
Christmas was coming up.
Yeah, right.
And he had to buy his grandkids gifts.
Baby needs new shoes.
They should have made this like a film noir. I think if they would have shot this in black and white and did more like a film noir type of deal, that would have been amazing.
Well, you know, there were a couple of things that I liked about it. That I liked about it in the beginning. I liked the misdirection to Bruce Campbell, right?
Yeah, where you think he's the bad guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Where you think he's the bad guy, and that felt true, and especially in the thing is where we're not looking at his face, right?
Yeah.
I think that they could have kept that up for a while longer and not so gotten into the other character.
Spoiler alert. Well, so
spoiler alert. Come on.
1988.
Since 1988. Okay.
And it's a movie nobody cares about.
Too soon.
They could have carried that farther. Like, so, you know, when his wife caught him in the hotel, they could have made it look like he killed his wife for a while, because it was obvious. I mean, obviously he didn't, but I mean, it's like they could have made it look like he did it somehow.
Right.
I mean,
right.
A little bit more, like you said, misdirection to make confuse the audience and make it actually somewhat interesting.
Well,
maybe?
No.
The red herring?
Misdirection is where we confuse the audience, but we don't confuse the audience. See what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, you confuse them temporarily.
Yeah, right.
Thinking, like, it's like watching a Columbo where you think, okay, it's the nanny did it. And then you find out later, oh, it's got to be this other guy.
Just as somebody's walking down. By the way, I was
one
wondering.
More thing. Well, actually, Clem was a bad example because usually all the episodes I've seen, it's pretty obvious who the killer is.
Yeah, well, that's
sometimes they even show the killer.
that's 80s and 70s writing. You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, but Murder, She Wrote, I mean, that's better than Columbo, but I do like Columbo a lot.
Columbo was just and by the way, there's a new season of Columbo, and it's called Poker Face.
Oh, really?
Have you seen Poker Face?
No.
Poker Face is the continuation of Columbo. Trust me. Trust me. You don't know what I'm saying right
who's
now.
Who's playing Columbo?
What?
Who's playing the part?
Oh, you just have to watch a couple of episodes, and you'll go, oh, I see what he's talking about. Yeah. If Columbo were played by a curly hair chick,
because the person I picture playing Columbo is that guy that's in what's his name? James Franco. Yes,
yeah,
I can see James.
I was going to say James. Yeah, but the...
Or do you know who else would be interesting? Would be Bill Skarsgård.
I can see that. I can see that. But let me tell you something.
He could do anything. He could do Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. You know, as long as we're getting into this,
So I guess we're kind of done talking about Maniac Cop.
Yeah. Well, this director
did nothing else, but there's one movie by him I want to check out. It's called Maniac. It is 2012, and I was like, that actually looks kind of interesting. So, but there's really nothing to speak of from this director, really. Willem Lustig.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that productive, I don't think.
Prolific.
I mean, he's still doing stuff, looks like. But, yeah, he's mostly producing now, looks like.
Some people need to do that.
And he had there was a movie called Relentless that came out in 89. I think I vaguely remember that one. But anyway, so I don't know. I think I would rate Maniac Cop probably a
2.1.
That's me being generous.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was really marginal, and then it kind of, the longer it went on, the more boring I was, more bored I was.
You know, the thing is you know how there are times when I watch a picture fast, just to catch, you know, just because it's boring me. And this one, it was more like I didn't want to be bored fast. I actually watched it in real time.
Well, I watched it the first time in real time. That was like a while ago. And then we rescheduled, and I was like, oh, I don't remember anything about it. So I watched it in double time just to kind of refresh myself.
Yeah.
And that was actually a lot better in double time, like half the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I've noticed, this is going to sound strange, but almost any pre-80s film can be improved by watching it at 1.5 speed. You know,
okay,
because it's not so far out that the voices are really,
and those are really slow paced generally.
Yeah, and it kind of like gets around that slow pacing thing.
But that's one thing I like about Halloween, which we've disagreed on before. But I think the pacing on that movie is perfect. Uh-huh. Once you get into the,
sorry,
and then
excuse me,
then
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hmm. So Natasha Lyonne.
Did I scare you?
Yes, you did. Natasha Lyonne is your new Columbo.
I could, okay. She kind of has that way of, that voice. I could see it.
Yeah, you know, she kind of does this. You know, she's perfect. I mean, and the way that she is and her whole thing is stolen straight from Claudumbo.
Interesting. Huh. Does she smoke cigars and say, one more thing?
Yeah, no? One more. She does do that. No, she does.
About her wife?
The one more thing at the door. You know,
okay.
And she does hesitate. You know, that whole thing. I mean, she's got, I swear to God, you just watch it once and you go, oh, hey.
She plays dumb.
That's right. So, you know what? I'm going to go for a 2. Because, I mean, I cannot, you know, it's really, until I started seeing people's faces. And I was like, oh.
Like Bruce Campbell with the same haircut that he always has.
Yeah, this Bruce Campbell was like, and that wouldn't, yeah, you know, the thing is it's not like Bruce Campbell was the only one sporting wood. It's just he was the only one sporting wood on his face.
Well, one thing that always bothered me about him was that he always looks like just your straight edge preppy guy, and yeah, he never changes that look. But you can, the stuff that comes out of his brain is crazy. So,
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he was good in Evil Dead, like Evil Dead 2.
Oh, I love him. Look, Evil Dead 2, 1, 2, and 3. I mean, they're just brilliant. And the thing is they couldn't have been the same without him, you know. But at the same time, every other performance that he's done, I just have problems, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't really recommend this one that much.
There you
obviously
go. So I think that in the end.
But we should watch all three of them.
No. That doesn't have to happen. I've only got so many years left.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week when we talk about the Guillermo del Toro series. I missed when it came out, but I was like, I got to check this out.
Okay.
Because I saw clips of Pinocchio. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there wasn't there some like series that was like Twilight Zone? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we should do that one.
Well, let's go get to it.
All right, I got to go watch it.